Valley Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Skelly, you know, was the originator of tailor-made gasoline, the famous Skelly Aromax gasoline that's always wide awake, quick-starting, and full of pep, because it's weather right for your car. And now, today is Thanksgiving. Or is it? Well, blazing beacons, as Chuck would say. A fella can't even be sure of Thanksgiving anymore. Some places it is Thanksgiving today, and other places it won't be Thanksgiving until next Thursday. But then, after all, lots of other things are different from one place to another, too. Now, you take the weather. Some of you are listening to this program with the windows wide open on a warm, balmy evening. It's raining other places and pretty chilly outside. And some of you, I'll bet, have just come in out of a snowstorm. Funny, isn't it? But now, how about the gasoline you're using in your family car? Are you using gasoline that's weather right for this part of the country and this time of year? Well, if not, the chances are your car isn't starting as fast as it should and isn't giving you the snap and getaway you have a right to expect of your family car. So listen, why don't you tell your dad about Skelly TaylorMade Aromax gasoline? Boy, there's a gasoline that's weather right for your car, wherever you are, because it's tailor-made for the kind of weather you have in your part of the country at this time of year. Now, whether it's Thanksgiving this week or next week makes no difference to your family car, but the kind of weather you're having does make a difference. So have Dad see for himself the difference there is when he uses gasoline that's weather right. Gasoline that's wide awake and ready to go at a touch of the button. Skelly TaylorMade Aromax, a gasoline to be thankful for. Try a tankful at your Skelly service station tonight. And now to Captain Midnight. Last time you remember, Captain Midnight and Chuck almost met their archenemy, Ivan Shark, face to face. When Captain Midnight opened the secret door into the library in the darkness, he projected his voice like a ventriloquist. Shark, waiting in the dark, turned on the light suddenly and ordered Gardo to shoot, thinking Captain Midnight and Chuck were already in the room. Well, Captain Midnight quickly shut the secret door again. We now find him, a moment later, outside the secret door with Chuck, in utter blackness. Listen as Chuck gasped.
That was Shark, Red. That was Ivan Shark himself. And he gave orders to have us shot.
Yes, Chuck, it was. I'll never forget his voice.
Red, what are we going to do? What will Shark do? You said that he knew how to open the door from inside the library.
Yes.
Suppose he should open it right now.
Shark won't do that, Chuck. Remember, he's a coward at heart. He has good reason to be afraid of me. Now, this is the way I've got it figured out. Shark knows we came in through the exit leading into the Barranca. Having found out he was waiting for us here, he will assume we will try to escape in that direction. Also, that's where our plane is. Our only means of flight.
Then you think he'll go there?
Yes, that's what I believe.
Oh, but gosh, Red, he won't leave the library unguarded, will he?
No, Chuck, he won't. He may leave one or two guards there. But don't forget, with Senor Pareda, there are three of us. Now, Chuck, you can find your way back to Senor Pareda and Dolores, can't you?
You bet I can.
All right, now listen. You get them and bring them back here quickly and carefully. In the meantime, I'll stand guard at this door. We can't leave a single loophole. And I have an idea.
And now, while Chuck hastens to get Senor Pareda and Dolores, we return to the library and go back several moments to the point when Ivan Shark flashed on the lights, confident that he had his old enemy, Captain Midnight, trapped. Listen as the criminal shouts.
Fire, Gatto! Fire!
There ain't nothing. There ain't nothing to fire at, Chief.
What do you mean? I heard Captain Midnight's voice, Gatto. I heard it come into this room. Don't tell me there's no one to fire at.
Yeah, so did I, Chief. Why, I heard that door open, and I heard him walk into the room.
And I heard him talking to that kid Chuck Ramsey in the dock just a few feet away from me.
Yes, sure. So did I. Why, they were over there by the main door looking for the light switch. But there's nobody to shoot at now.
I'm positive they were there.
Well, this ain't right, Chief. There's something spooky about it. Maybe we didn't hear him at all. Maybe there was spirits we heard. That Captain Midnight, he ain't human. Maybe he's in the room right now and we can't see him. Maybe he's aiming at us with his gun. Another second, we'll be dead.
You fool, Gatto, you nincompoop. Shut up. There never was a spirit yet that Ivan Shark was afraid of. Or a man either.
Yeah, but he was right here in the room. We heard his voice. And now, there ain't nothing. But should I start shooting anyway, Chief?
Wait. I will shoot a burst through the screen with my repeating rifle. There. You see, the screen has fallen over. The bookcase, it is just as usual. The door is closed.
Yeah. It looks like it was closed, but that voice, it was right here in the room.
This is some trick of Captain Midnight's. And while we're sitting here gaping like fools, he may be getting away from us.
Well, you sent Fang down to the Barranca to put guards there, didn't you? If Captain Midnight's down in that underground passageway, he ain't gonna get out.
The plane he flew is in the back pasture near the Barranca. There lies his only chance.
Yeah. You going back there, Chief?
Yes. And you will find another guard and watch this door. Make sure that no one comes through it alive.
Okay, Chief. I'll get someone right now.
At last, Captain Midnight, I have you cornered. This will be your finish. And I shall be rid of you forever. You have played your highest card, and I have trumped it.
And now, what is happening behind the secret door? Chuck has returned with Senor Pareda and Dolores, and the four are huddled at the top of the stairs, talking in whispers. Listen as Senor Pareda says.
No, Capitan. There are only the two entrances. This one and the one in the Barranca.
There was only some other way out.
Oh, yes, I was afraid there wouldn't be, Chuck. Now listen, I'm going to give you three your instructions. You must obey them carefully.
Okay, Red.
Dime, Capitan.
We do what you say, Senor.
Now listen, I'm going to open the door. Then, Chuck and I will enter the room. Dolores will be right behind us. And you, Senor Pareda, will bring up the rear. As soon as we're in the library, you will press the button that closes the door. That will handicap anyone coming through the passageway from beneath.
See me, Capitan. I will do that.
All right. I'll be ready with your guns. And now, Senor, as I understand it, the main door is to the left, right?
That is correct, Senor.
Mm-hmm. And where does that door lead?
Into the courtyard, mi Capitan.
And does the courtyard lead into the garden?
Si, Senor, it does.
Very good, then. Now, we're all ready. Now, come on. Stand right here with me, Chuck.
Okay, Red. That light, Red. It's blinding.
Don't move, Chuck. Don't move until you get used to it.
The screen, Senor. It has fallen down.
Look out, mi Capitan Midnight. There is a man. He's standing there.
She's right, Red. There's a man on the other side of the room, and he's got a gun.
Yes. Now I can see. What? We've seen him before.
I'll say we have. What? It's Zoolander.
You're right. All right, now come ahead, everybody. We're moving forward.
Yes, Senor.
We follow me, Capitan.
Wait a minute. Hold it now, Senor Pareda.
See me, Capitan.
Close the door.
See, I do so now.
Right.
Now, the door is closed.
This man, what does he do? He does not say anything and he does not shoot at us.
He's one of Shark's pilots. He's mute and he's deaf. Gee, look at that expression on his face. He's not angry at us. You know, I think he wants to help us.
Let us not lose the time, me Capitan. Let us go out the door.
Wait a minute. Look. He's motioning with his hands as if he wants to write.
Shall I give him my notebook?
Yes, Chuck, yes. Quick, give it to him. Hurry.
Okay, and here's a pencil, too.
That's right.
Look, Father. He writes in the notebook.
We must not lose the time. This Ivan Shark, he will soon be back.
No, he is through.
Here you are, Red.
Hmm?
Here's the note.
All right, Chuck, all right, I'll take it. Listen, here's what it says. Do not fear me. You have saved my life. Outside the garden are planes. I have not seen you.
Blazing beacons, listen to that.
Look, he makes the motion to the door.
All right, hurry, everyone. Follow me, quick.
Meanwhile, let us follow the footsteps of Ivan Shark. He hastened to the Barranca, and now, with Fang and others of his cutthroats grouped behind him, he's standing in the passageway, looking at the hole which Captain Midnight and Chuck have made in the barricade. Flickering torches light up the tunnel. Listen as Ivan Shark says...
So you see, Fang, I was right.
Yes, Master. There is hole made by Captain Midnight.
You are sure, Fang, that no one has come out?
Yes, Master. Fang's sure no one has come out.
Then Captain Midnight must be inside. Well, Fang, the end is in sight.
Yes, Master. No more we have trouble with Captain Midnight. Look, Master, here comes Gardo.
What has happened, Gardo? What are you doing here?
I came to help you, Chief.
I've got plenty of help. What do you mean by leaving the library? I told you to guard that door.
Oh, it is guarded, Chief. Solinger standing in front of it, and he's a dead shot.
Nevertheless, I told you to stay.
Yeah, but I wanted to be in on the kill, Chief. Captain Midnight's sure to come out this way.
That's not the reason, Gatto. You are afraid of that room. You are afraid because Captain Midnight played a trick on you.
Gatto can be of help here, Master. Someone must go through the hole.
Very good, Fang. Very good. Gatto, as long as you are so anxious to come and help me, I will let you have the honor of being the first one to go through that hole. It is quite possible Captain Midnight is on the other side with drawn guns. Fang.
Yes, Master?
You will go back at once and return to the library and stand guard with Solinger. We must take no chances.
Yes, Master?
Now, Gatto, go through that hole.
Oh, no. No, Chief. Send someone else.
Step forward, Gatto. Do you not feel the cold muzzle of my gun in your back? Step forward, or I will pull the trigger.
Oh, okay, Chief.
Well, Gatto, what about it?
Oh, come on, Chief. There's no one here.
Come on, men. Follow me.
Come on.
They've got to be, Gatto. We know they were in there.
Yeah, but they ain't here, Chief. This Captain Midnight, he played some kind of a trick on us.
Are you sure we've examined every tunnel and chamber?
Absolutely, Chief. We haven't overlooked a single spot. They ain't down here, I tell you. And we're right at the foot of the stairs.
If that's the case, Gatto, there's only one way they could have escaped. And that is by the library door. And if they have, well, you have an idea what will happen to you. Come on. Follow me up these stairs.
Where's the lever that opens the door?
Yeah, I've got it.
Hey, there, it's opening. Look, there's Solinger standing just where I left him. Captain Midnight couldn't have come out this way.
And Solinger can't speak. I'm going to question him, but I have no time to read notes now.
Oh, he understands what you want to know, Chief. Look, he's spreading out his hands. Hey, Captain Midnight hasn't come out of this door. Hey, look, here comes Fang.
Quick, Master, quick. Captain Midnight, outside in garden. We hurry, can catch him.
Well, Captain Midnight and his friends are making a desperate effort to escape. But the cunning Fang has discovered them. Will they be able to get away in time? Exciting and mysterious adventures are ahead. Don't miss them. Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. Now, here's something I've been saving to tell you tonight for a special reason. Tomorrow is Friday. The chances are you'll be going somewhere in the family car on Saturday or Sunday. So tomorrow's the day to bring your car into your Skelly service station for a free inspection, just to see that everything's in apple pie order for winter driving. Your Skelly man will be glad to check over your car from headlight to taillight to see that it's okay. The lights, the tires, the windshield wiper, and all the other things that mean so much to comfort and safety, even on the shortest of trips. So tell Dad or Mother about Skelly's free inspection service tonight. And remind them that tomorrow is the day to take advantage of it. So the car will be all set for anything the family might decide to do over Saturday and Sunday. Now, isn't that an idea? Remember, you're the one who can show Mother or Dad the way to your friendly Skelly service station. Tell them how to find it tonight. Now, don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. What lies behind the strange behavior of the pilot Solinger? Can Captain Midnight and Chuck escape before Ivan Shark traps them? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and happy landing!